I'm more nervous today than I was last time I did this, so I will start with saying that, so you'll have to give me a minute sometimes to collect my thoughts. But I ask you today, what is it to lead and what is it to follow? Every person everywhere is either leading or following someone. The question I have to ask is, what is more important? When we talk about making disciples of Jesus, what is the most efficient way to do this? I like to think of myself as a man of efficient, effective practices. I simply won't do anything if I can't find a very effective way to do it. I'll sit and think on it longer before I decide to go and make that path. I approach everything this way. So before I get too far into this, I want to give you the definition, the short definitions of what it is to lead and what it is to follow. To lead is the initiative in an action. Lead is a verb. An example for others to follow. To be superior to, as in competitors or colleagues. The definition of follow, to go or come after a person or thing proceeding ahead. Move or travel behind someone or something. I want to, like I assume everybody in here, want to make as many disciples as possible. I want to make as many people come to this church as I possibly can. I believe, like you, Jesus is the answer. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the only answer. And as we just read in 28:19, he said, "Go ye and make disciples of all the nations," not this one or that one, but all of them, "baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." The Bible gives us many stories and examples on how to do this, some on how to lead and some on how to follow. But the question I ask is, which is more effective? The answer, I don't think, is simple. But my thoughts on it are this. I think to lead in some form or fashion, one must be in charge of another. Go this way, do it like this, pray like this, go to church on this day, read your Bible this many times a week. Lots of very finite statements. And to lead, one must be ready to take criticism and make it positively affect their future and the future of who they lead. Some of you right now, I'm sure, are thinking that this is not true and that good leaders don't talk like that. But all good leaders suggest, kind of, right? It's still some sort of a finite statement. Parents are the same way. They lead. They're leaders. And all of our parents tried to suggest things, but how well did that work out for them? We probably didn't listen to them most of the time either. We listened more to our friends who we just followed. At some point, a leader must make a statement. Not a suggestion, but, hey, do it this way. This is the way I know works. Not all of us can make the hard decisions, so not all of us can lead. I believe an effective leader is also an effective follower. Some of us will argue that we are all leaders and followers in our own way. And to an extent, I will agree with you. But let me get a little bit more granular before I run out of time today. A personal story from my life. Can I lead? Yes. Can I lead effectively and efficiently? Yes. Can I lead people to God? No. I don't believe that I can lead people to God. I believe that they can follow me to God. I follow God and His teachings. I read the Bible 4 or 5 times a week. I do the best I can to be active in my church and reach out and make friends of all people and all races and all creeds. But I don't lead them to church. I let them follow me by the way I act. An example I have for you really quickly, as most of you know me, is I'm a Harley-riding, patch-wearing biker. And I don't hang out with the best of crowds sometimes. Sometimes I see people do things that are illegal. Do I get mad at them and tell them how it's wrong because Jesus says it's wrong? No. Do I see them doing drugs sometimes? Yes. As a follower of God, I don't do these things, but I see them. We've all heard me cuss once or twice, I'm sure. So a sinner I am, I will be the first to admit it. But I don't push them on my religion. I simply let them see what I do and the way that I act around those things. And when people say things that will upset others, I just let it go sometimes. I'm so dedicated to Jesus that I have begun to change the minds of those I see doing these things. I have seen 3 of my fellow bikers who, at the beginning of me hanging out with them, did not believe in a God. They believed that we were a product of evolution. And now they go to church. They don't come to this church. They go where they feel a little bit more comfortable, the Fellowship Biker Church. But the important part is they're going to church, right? That's God's biggest victory through me, is that I did not lead them to God. I simply let them follow me, and they found their own path, which will affect them much more than anything I could ever do. I did not speak to them about my beliefs, nor did I attempt to lead them to this church. but just continued to follow Jesus the best that I could. And now I'm getting more and more conversations every day from people who don't go to church and don't understand what I believe, simply just asking, why is it you do the things you do? I know I'm asking a lot of questions and I'm not giving a whole lot of answers, but I'm going to ask one more. Do you follow Jesus and lead others to him through your following? Or do you simply let your actions speak for you and follow them because they know it's right, because you know it's right? I will agree we need both in this world. God only needs and asks for one, a follower. He didn't ask us to lead all of these nations. He said, go out and do as I have commanded you to do. Follow me and make disciples of all of these nations. Don't get so swept up in leading that you lose your bearings and get lost as I have. This is what has happened to me recently. I got swept up in leading and thought that leading was what I was supposed to do, and I led everybody I thought I could lead back to church. I got lost. I followed somebody back who didn't know she was leading. My wife's continued to just come to church and continued to go to choir and all the things that she does, and I just simply followed her back because I knew it was the right thing to do. I ask you that if you do decide to lead, you do not get so caught up in leading that you get lost and not come to church. God simply asks us to follow Jesus and his teachings as he came here to teach us. We can follow God because Jesus has followed God, and he is a perfect example of how to do it. I ask you to be a follower of Jesus and not a leader. Follow Jesus and the teachings that he has taught. Be with your friends and teach them by your actions how to follow properly, coming to church and reading the Bible and reaching out in your community and helping each other. And that is what I ask today. I know that today's message was not really a message on one specific scripture, but I felt like it needed to be said specifically today. For some reason, I had a sermon all written up, and for some reason, on Friday night, it changed. And I wrote this entire sermon today in 10 minutes without even looking at my monitor. My fingers just did it. I can't explain to you how it happened or why it happened, but I can tell you that it happened. It is the first time ever in my entire life that I have ever done anything like that. Was it God doing it? Was it Jesus moving my fingers? I don't know. I can tell you in 35 years of typing, I'm not the best typer. I'm your Hunt and Peck. I'm sure you've all seen those. And for 25 minutes, I sat in front of my computer and my fingers just led. He led me there because I followed him. So I ask you today to do the same thing. Follow him. Let us pray. Lord, you have heard me speak today, and I pray that my words are pleasing to you. My hope is that someone here got something out of this today, that you see me as a follower, and by continuing to do what you have told me to do, others will do the same. I would pray you would send these people here today out into your world to become true followers of you. And by their following, their true following, you can expand your kingdom, and we can help you to expand your kingdom and share your glory. Help your church community grow, not just here, but everywhere. And put people in our paths this week, Lord, that need an example of a follower, so they know how to follow. People that want something but don't know what it is that they're missing. That you would put them in our path, Lord, to let them follow us, follow you. Let us follow you through their path so that they may follow you. Lead us to wherever you would need us in this world, Lord, and let us follow without question as Jesus did all of those many years ago. Lord, and I pray that once again you continue to stay with the people of Florida and the people of Texas who are still underwater and the people of Florida as they continue to battle this hurricane. As it is a catastrophic day today, Lord, we ask that your praise and your glory and your touch and your healing and calming hand be felt in Florida. And be with us this week as we go out to make all of those disciples. Amen.